Today from the Ohio Newsroom, solar panel manufacturing in Ohio and overseas. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you to news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. One of the top solar manufacturers in the U.S. was founded in Ohio. First Solar, which has three factories in Wood County, is a major player in advocating for tariffs on panels made outside of the United States. Late last month, the Department of Commerce set new tariffs on some solar panels made in Asia. With support from the Pulitzer Center, the Ohio Newsroom's Lila Goldstein reports on how that will impact manufacturing abroad and here at home.
I'm inside a First Solar factory, watching as glass panels are sanded down, coated with thin layers of materials, and tested.
Now we're going to where after the laser cut is done. Oh, I'm a little out of breath. It's such a big facility.
And while the factory looks like First Solar's Perrysburg factory in Northwest Ohio, this facility is, in fact, a very similar plant located in Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam.
We just entered the warehouse. Okay, and then this is the finished product over here on the pallets.
This is one of dozens of solar factories in Southeast Asia. 80% of solar imports to the U.S. come from the region. But it wasn't always that way. 15 years ago, China was the biggest source of those imports. In 2012, the Obama administration imposed duties on Chinese solar manufacturers. They were meant to level the playing field between domestic manufacturers and foreign companies with competitive advantages, like subsidies from their home governments. So manufacturers shifted to Taiwan, and the duties followed them there in 2015. Chinese companies then moved production again to Southeast Asia. And in 2022, that led the Commerce Department to investigate whether those companies had skirted U.S. tariffs by allegedly shipping nearly completed panels from China to Vietnam, Malaysia, Thailand, and Cambodia for minor final adjustments in order to avoid tariffs. And this year, First Solar, with a number of other manufacturers, filed a new petition alleging that imports from these four Southeast Asian countries were harming the American solar industry, like the manufacturing happening in Perrysburg. The U.S. Department of Commerce ruled in their favor. First Solar declined to be interviewed for this story.
First Solar is having a fantastic time. The trade tariffs have always benefited First Solar. In fact, that's definitely why First Solar has supported them.
Jenny Chase is a solar analyst with Bloomberg NEF. While First Solar is not exactly a major player globally, it's one of the largest American solar manufacturers. And even though First Solar also has factories in Southeast Asia, these tariffs don't apply to First Solar because they use a different technology that doesn't rely on crystalline silicon.
So purely from an external policy perspective, I can see why the US wants to make First Solar its champion, because having a different technology route is diversity is strength, right?
Solar installation companies and green energy advocates argue that the tariffs increase costs, not just for consumers, but for other parts of the industry, and ultimately slow down the adoption of solar in the U.S. Jonas Nahm is a professor at Johns Hopkins who researches climate policy.
From a climate perspective, terrible outcome, right? Because you're looking at the Europeans paying one third of what we pay for solar, and they're just installing at a much faster clip at much more affordable prices.
But if last month's Department of Commerce decision is any indication, the federal government is standing behind the tariffs. Tomorrow, we'll hear about how foreign companies are adapting to the increased tariffs and what that could mean for Ohio manufacturing. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Lila Goldstein in Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.